Praise the Lord. Welcome to Deep Thought Proverbs with your host and author, Dr. L.T. Bryan. The purpose of this program is to help the individual perfect a good conscience toward God, themselves, and their fellow man. And now, the thought for the moment with your host, Dr. L.T. Bryan. We are surrounded by enemies, but a true friend, who can find a true friend? Enemies are down a dozen, but who can find a true friend? Never mistake a true friend for an enemy. The offense may take forever to heal. When you have a true friend as a friend indeed, and you accuse them and come upon them as an enemy, that's a deep wound. Amen. It may take forever to heal.
Yes, Lord.
Because of the devastating blow upon the friend. Amen. A true friend is like a bridge over troubled waters. They'll come through for you every time.
Amen.
Friendship that is bought is friendship that is not. If you have to buy a friendship, you've got nothing. Buying friendship is like a hireling protecting the sheep. The shepherd fights off the wolf, but the hireling, the sheep don't belong to them. They've been paid to watch it, but when the wolf comes, they flee. Because the only thing that's got them there is money. So therefore, if you buy a friend through gifts and flattery and what have you, know that the only thing that is keeping them is that which you have bought them with. When that runs out, the friendship runs out, like the prodigal son. He spent all of his money. And when all his money went, he lost all of his bought friends. A friend from the heart is a friend who will never depart. Jesus had died. And early that morning, a friend from the heart was there, Mary Magdalene. She never denied. She never departed. The wounds of a true friend will cause you to live and not die. A true friend may wound you. It may hurt and bruise. You might not understand. But once the true meaning of it sinks in, it gives you life.
Amen.
Then you realize that they were only trying to help. To be betrayed by a friend is to have walked with the enemy. To be betrayed by a friend is to have walked with the enemy. And so you can say, he that endureth till the end, the same shall be saved. A friend that endureth till the end is a friend indeed. Judas betrayed the Lord, and all that time Christ was walking with the enemy. You may say, how can that be? Well, a true friend was standing to the end. But people can be friends for a season, just like the parable of the seeds that fell on the different hearts. On stony ground, they rejoiced when they heard the word, but when persecution came, they withered away. And so when someone that is your friend betrays you, it's because that betrayal was planted in their hearts, and at the given time, it flourished, walking with the enemy. The name Ruth means friend and truth. Putting a T in front of Ruth is a true friend indeed. You should know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The love of a true friend will always help you weather the storm. I was looking at the storm. A true friend will never have to remember you, or they never forget you. Unspoken love from someone dear, can still be heard. A true friend is as a straight line. They never bend in their friendship. Betrayal is not the voice of a friend. To turn your back on those who trust you is like leading them into a dead end. Though the fires of life may burn and the smoke of adversity may rise, when it's all clear, the true friend is always standing nearby. A true friend will never be a part of your past, for their presence you will always carry in your heart. A true friend is as a storehouse. He stores up not only for himself, but for all of those whom he loves. A true friend is 24/7. Another name for friend is 911. You can call them up in the time of trouble. When meeting someone new, try to not to forget or overlook the old and true friends. A phone call from a faithful friend. Should I say more?
And this is your deep thought, Proverbs for the moment. Until next time, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.